Well, hello guys, how are ya? Now, these are just my thoughts that come from my experiences. Yours may be different. Hey, I just ordered a pizza. Yeah, it's Domino's one. They're on special. I'm waiting the delivery. Yeah, that's right. That's how an exciting life I lead. But anyway, this video, I'm going to be talking about health and safety. I don't know what health and safety is like in your country or where you are, but the health and safety in the UK has gone absolutely ballistic. And it doesn't seem to make any sense. Obviously, I used to work on building sites all my life, and I realised there were some issues with safety. But now health and safety rules the building site, and it costs more money to get a health and safety check than it does to actually do the job. That doesn't make any sense to me at all, but that's the way it is in the UK at the moment. So to do even a small job, you need all these health and safety stuff around, and it needs to be cleared by the safety officer before you can go ahead and do it. And of course that inflates the price of the job. And that's why all the prices of everything and the building industry has skyrocketed. I was on a building site where there was a safety officer on site all the time. And all they did was walk around and look at people doing whatever, and to stop them if it was looking dangerous or against health and safety regulations. They didn't actually do anything at all physically. They just walked around every day. And their wages had to be paid every day as well. And all health and safety officers have to warrant their job, don't they? Now, this inflated the price of this building site I was on. In fact, the company that was running it went bust. But there's something else I've noticed, at least in the UK. All the building sites I've been working on and everything through the years, 95% of the health and safety officers have been femmes. And they all have this sort of attitude when they're talking to you. Well, I can't say any other thing. It's arrogance, actually. Because they can stop the job and stop all work on the site just like that. And they know it. And femmes like that type of control. And of course, I have talked to male health and safety officers who generally are nowhere near as arrogant as the femme ones. They understand the situation, how to get the job done. It must get done. And they try and find a happy medium. But with femme health and safety officers, it's either their way or the highway. Or they shut this site down. I don't believe it's any accident that a lot of femmes have become health and safety officers. The problem is, femmes don't think logically. They don't really have problem-solving skills like that. And I've known a few sites have been shut down by a femme health and safety officer for some really stupid, silly thing, and it's cost the company lots of money. And because of the delay, a lot of people on the building site kind of lost their jobs, where in reality, of course, a solution could have been found way before that. There is one good news about building sites in the UK at the moment, and that is not a lot of femmes on them anymore. They used to be, but they found out it's hard work in all types of weather. So now the trend is they're trying to get into jobs in the building sites without having to have to do anything. Well, of course, I'm old school and I've been in the building industry for years, and I don't think femmes have earned their way. They all say they're empowered, they're brave. I'm a femme, hear me roar. But they always seem to pick the clean jobs. You never see them down the sewers, do you? The back of garbage trucks. And I have nothing against femmes being in the building and construction industry, as long as they earn it. Anyway, that's just my thoughts, and I just heard the doorbell go, so that must be my pizza. Hey, take it easy, fellas.